Whether you're in search of a great new bottle of wine or you want a rundown of the best brunch spots in the area, Mike and Stu have the answer. With a combined half century in the industry, they bring their wealth of experience to bring you the latest trends, expert opinions, and interviews with people in the know. They are the dynamic duo of dining.
Oh, it's a wine and food show, Stu.
It's a food and wine show, trust me.
Look right here, it's Sip and Chew. It's wine and food.
Because Chew rhymes with Stew, that's the only reason.
Oh, you glorified fry cook.
Yeah, grape killer.
Now it's time to Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu on FM Talk 106.5.
Good Sunday morning. Folks, we're three quarters of the way through the month of January already. We're almost to February already.
It's moving fast.
It's ticking quickly. Time flies when you're in a quarantine.
Yeah. Well, when you're when you've been in quarantine for forever.
Yeah. Good morning. You're listening to Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu. I am Stu. I got Leanna over there working the board as the producer. And, of course, Phil's back there screening the calls, trying to sort out the groupies from the people with actual questions. Of course, I hadn't had a lot of groupie calls with Mike being out.
Right.
Just so y'all know, he's at home. He's doing much better. Had one more week of bed rest at home scheduled from the doctor. He can sit here and play victim all he wants. He's been on vacation.
I saw he had gumbo. Like,
yeah. He's been on even in the hospital, he went camping. He was in a tent. So, but he's doing better. Hopefully, we can hear from him in about a week. But, you know, fingers crossed. But, buddy, you keep doing okay out there. And, Becky, thank you for being willing to put up with that.
Yes, you're a saint.
Yes, you are. he is on the downward slope now of this. So Mike should be back on his feet waddling around just soon. That's what we're hoping.
Fussing and spilling wine.
He went to Heroes. Or he didn't go to Heroes. He had food from Heroes.
I was going to say.
Yeah.
I bet it was specially delivered.
Yeah, I bet that they either had DoorDash or Becky
or
just went and picked
yeah,
it up.
Yeah, I was going to say somebody.
Or, you know, Dave Rass, quite a guy. He mm-hmm. may have walked it down there himself.
That's what I was thinking. He had probably had a special delivery.
Oh, when Mike gets a delivery, it's special. And I want to wish a happy birthday to a friend of mine. You may have heard of this guy. I don't know. He does a little bit of cooking. His name's Guy Fieri.
Oh.
Yeah, Guy's birthday
I've
was
heard
this
that name.
Week. Yeah. And go on Pete's, Panini Pete's Facebook page, because he just flooded it with pictures of him and Guido together that are just hysterical.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. And the reason that I single out this particular TV chef to wish happy birthday to is because whether you're a fan of Guy Fieri or not, mm-hmm. you cannot ignore the difference his TV show has made on the food scene in Mobile.
Oh, definitely.
When he brought Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives through and he went to Mancy's Antique Club and Panini mm-hmm. Pete's, mm-hmm. people started to notice what we had. And he has been back through a couple of times. He did Sunset Point, Panini Pete's other restaurant. And I got to tell you, he's more than likely going to end up at Ed's Seafood Shed one day, because that's tailor-made for the show.
Oh, definitely.
But not just the help that he has done for Pete, but friends of ours across the country that he has helped out. And just this whole scene, that's what got Food Network here the first time, really.
Definitely.
And then they keep coming back because we keep being cool.
Yeah.
You know, as simple as that. Hey, America, this is Mobile. We cool. But, so happy birthday, Guido. I'm sure you're celebrating it with your family and having a good time. But thanks for what you've done for us here in the Mobile area. It's been very beneficial. And you know, he's kind of polarizing. But, you know, having hung out with him and stuff, Guy he's exactly what you see on TV. It's not an act.
Mm-hmm.
He's just a guy named Guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I have enjoyed the times that we've hung out together. He has always treated me, you know, like an old friend.
Yeah.
Even the first time that I met
yeah.
him. So it's just been a good friendship. I don't talk to him very often at all. I'm not as close with him as Pete is, but still just one of the best people that I've met in this industry. And,
I love all of his shows.
I'll tell you, and this goes with a lot of chefs. There's not a lot of Food Network that chefs watch anymore because it's not about food. It's about these contests. And
right.
most of them are a little flippity-flu. Guys got some that are kind of interesting and stuff. But I don't like when they take really talented people and they go, all right, let's throw a bunch of weird stuff at them, see if we can trip them up. That's not fun to me. That's why I was an Iron Chef person.
Mm-hmm.
Give me two great chefs, a fantastic pantry, and wow me with what you can do.
Right.
That, to me, that's a very positive way to look at it. But one of the shows that you will still see chefs watching is Triple D. Because
yes.
we learned so much from it.
Yes.
Ideas that someone in, you know, Manitoba is doing that I would have never thought of in Mobile, but it'll translate to something I'm doing here.
Mm-hmm.
And it has helped all the diners in America kick up their game.
Definitely, because yeah. when I've gone to travel,
mm-hmm.
I've looked up episodes to
right.
see if there's something like my family lives in Galveston, so
mm-hmm.
I make trips over there often. So I've looked at like places near where they live, like in Kema, Texas.
Right.
And I've gone to a couple of the little steakhouses and mm-hmm. burger houses that they and barbecue
right.
there, and I've gone and totally agree with him. Was so happy that he turned me on to something new.
Right. And I love the whole food travel genre.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have to sit there and eat the eyeballs out of a cockroach or whatever the stuff, you know, like Andrew Zimmern does. It's great to highlight that in other places on the planet, what we think is gross is actually perfectly fine and delicious food.
Mm-hmm.
Because we are very childish in this country about the things that we will eat as a nation.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. If it ain't cow, pig, or chicken, I ain't eating it.
Yeah.
Well, that's insane. By the way, we're running out of cows, pigs, and chicken.
Yeah.
So you might want to saddle up to a lamb, buddy, because it's delicious.
Or a duck.
Yeah, duck. Fantastic. A lot of people won't even try duck. Well, if it tastes like chicken, it tastes nothing like chicken. It tastes like a ribeye steak with built-in bacon. That's what I like about duck.
Mm-hmm.
And all the fat that duck has is healthy. It's actually good for you. Isn't that
yeah.
great? Yeah, it's a polyunsaturated fat.
Right.
And, but yeah, so Triple D has done a lot for this area. And so that's why, you know, we're happy birthday, Guido. But yeah, I have, when I go out of town, I look at a number of different shows that I
mm-hmm.
know have been pretty sound. Triple D is one of them. There's an app or 20 that you can get where you can just pull it up and it'll show you the map where you are of all the things that have been on Triple D or Food Network or something like that. And then you can, you know, like tag them off when you've
mm-hmm.
tried them. So like the next time you're in Galveston, you can hit the next.
Oh, I'm going to have to look one up.
Yeah. I don't know if they continuously maintain or not.
Right.
I've downloaded a few. Like every time I get a new phone, I'm like, oh, let's try this one. This
yeah.
food TV map this time.
Yeah.
But they are pretty good resources for sign and stuff like that. And then you can always just go to Google and type in Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives, Ottumwa, Iowa,
mm-hmm.
and it'll
yep.
give you anything.
That's what I've done. Yeah.
yeah. It's and that's the way when you're traveling, man, it just kills me when, hey, let's pack the kids up, take them to Orlando. All right, that's cool. Disney World, all that's great. Where are we going to stop? Well, the first night we're going to stop off in Albuquerque and eat at Chili's.
oh,
and then
no.
the next night we're going to spend the night in Houston and, you know, we found a Shoney's there.
Oh, no.
You know, and
no.
they eat at these chain restaurants
yeah.
all the way. And I'm just like, why are you even going then?
Right.
You know,
Make
if you're going to eat at the same place as you eat at home, why do you bother leaving town?
Right.
But
if you're going to travel.
Yeah. But that's my personal perspective, too.
Yeah.
And it's because I've always looked at food as being the main drag through a town.
Mm-hmm.
And every other personality characteristic of that town are the off streets, any culture. But you start on the food road, and then there's an offshoot for music. There's an offshoot for spirituality. There's an offshoot for regular art and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But the main street of a culture is food.
Right.
And then you learn everything else from there. And that's why if I go to Cincinnati, I don't want to eat at Shoney's. I want to eat at Skyline. Because that's what they're famous for.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why when you're going to travel, pull up the Food Network sites and everything and see if you can't track something out. When we come back, best of the worst.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
Mike and Stu? Hey, that's us. Well, that's me. Mike's at home, but he is listening to the show, so everybody on the count of three say, hey, Mike. One, two, three.
Hey, Mike.
he and Garrick Ogburn are having a chat right now. It just says, has you tried black garlic? we were talking about that in the break. We're going to do another segment of Best of the Worst. For a review one more time, worst, W-U-R-S-T, is the German word for sausage. So today I have three sausages that everyone is familiar with. This style is called a Wiener. We know it better as a hot dog. And I have three different ones, two of them made in the state of, or should I say distributed in the state of Alabama, and one of them from Yankeetown.
Yankeetown.
Yeah, so you want to try number one?
Okay.
Yep. She's opening the lid to number one. She's reaching in.
Very bologna-like.
Is that what you grew up on?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And a bright red color.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Just started. So this is the Yankee one?
Nope.
No?
No. No, they would not have that red color.
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought that's where the red color came from, was Yankees.
No, that's us.
It's good.
Mm-hmm. Familiar when you say.
Yeah. Ziegler?
Yep. Yep. The one you grew up on.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I almost got Brian's, but it's from Arkansas.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, and I really, you know, I'll branch out to that because we'll probably do another round of hot dogs. Because all of these are, unfortunately, what you find in the South because we let our children decide which hot dogs we buy, which is a no-no.
Yeah.
Children don't like the casing. They don't like the snap. Well, it's not a hot dog without it. It's just bologna. You're just eating Vienna sausage without it. So all of these are skinless because it's almost impossible to find real hot dogs in Mobile.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember when I was little, it wasn't that hard.
Yeah.
I liked the snap.
Yeah. And we love it in our sausage.
Right.
And I don't understand. And the only reason is because maybe kids don't like it. So, but you know what? They can always go to bed hungry. I mean, it's real
That's
simple.
Not very nice. But...
Yeah. You know what kids should eat? Whatever you tell them to. That's number two you're
number
getting
two?
Into? Yeah.
I like the texture of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of sausagey. Is that one the Kaneka?
Yep. Nailed it. And that's why I said distributed in Alabama. They don't actually make their hot dogs at Kaneka. They're perching in some.
What?
And you notice how it's more sausage-like and all that? That's because it's from up north. So you're getting a... And when you don't
Wait,
do
what?
It, Why would you make your own hot dogs when you can't do as good a job as they can? That is just a
So Kaneka has a Yankee dog?
Yep. And their bacon too. They don't make their bacon. But now
but both are so
now
good.
Now keep in mind what it is their facility is not set up for making hot dogs or bacon.
Mm-hmm.
What they're doing, and this is how when you see a locally made sauce on a shelf at a grocery store, they contract with someone to produce that. Because, you know, like, and Mike's a great example, his barbecue sauce. He can't make enough to fill the shelves on the stove in his apartment. So you contract with a professional kitchen that specializes in that. And that's essentially what they've done. They found someone that they like the hot dog product they do. They've worked with them. They've come up with a special
recipe,
seasoning blend, which you probably recognize the seasoning from their sausage. And there's nothing wrong with that.
No.
If you're trying to put out the best product possible and you know you don't have the ability to produce it yourself.
For now.
Right. And all of their expansion has been into making more of the sausage and getting it out there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So okay. She's going for number three. Do you need a cracker before you switch over?
Yeah.
And
man, I love those Kaneka dogs.
They do have a very good flavor, don't they?
They do, because it's more like a very general sausage dog.
Mm-hmm.
And I love sausage dogs.
Yeah.
Some sautéed onions and some sauerkraut. Man. Yeah.
I'll tell you, I like to make corn dogs with the beef sausage from Hall's. I'll cook the beef sausage off a little bit in the oven to render out the excess fat and moisture in it. And then just put it in my batter and fry it up and serve it with what I call my kakalaki sauce, which is a mustard-based barbecue sauce out of the Carolinas. And the nickname for South Carolina is South Kakalaki.
Oh.
So I like the name.
I thought you were making things up now.
No. I heard that and I went, oh, that's what I'm calling my Carolina style. Is kakalaki sauce.
Okay, so this one's big. It's like a cross between the Ziegler and the Kaneka.
That is the original hot dog. That is a Nathan Brothers hot dog from Coney Island.
Okay.
And that is if you want to see how good a hot dog is, you taste that and see if it stands up to that.
I love this.
Yeah. And it's a definite sausage taste, isn't it? It's smoked. There's flavor. You can That's what a hot dog should be.
Right.
And where you started with the Ziegler's and the Bryan and the Oscar Mayer and all, and they all have differing levels as well. But that entry level cheapest hot dog is not a hot dog. It is bologna. Both metaphorically and literally, they take bologna, which is a press meat. It's liquid essentially. It's a very dense liquid. And they just can shape it into any shape they want. And they shape bologna like a hot dog. And that's where you get your bright red wieners and stuff like that. And they're dirt cheap. And the other thing is, you look at, like the Ziegler, I forgot to look at the package, but I guarantee you it's going to be a combination of pork, mechanically separated chicken, and beef. That Nathan Brothers is 100% kosher beef.
Oh, wow.
The Kaneka will be a blend of pork and beef.
Right.
Yeah, but a real hot dog should just be beef.
Well, I have to say, my favorite dish really is the hot dog, because you can do anything with the different moods that you're in. You can have a chili dog. You can have an American dog.
Chicago style. Which is a salad on top of it. But they're really good.
Yes.
And just enjoy it for what it is.
Right.
Just close your eyes, take a bite. The sport pepper, it's not that hot. The tomato, it actually works. The celery salt, man, that's fantastic.
Right.
So, and the thing is, the relish they use in Chicago tastes just like any other relish. They don't think so. But the thing about it is, it has to be that bright, nuclear, glow-in-the-dark green.
Oh.
Which has no effect on the flavor whatsoever. It's just food coloring.
They just want it
but
to be glowing.
But if it doesn't glow in the dark, it ain't a real Chicago-style dog.
Oh, okay.
And the poppy seed on the bun is also very... I mean, yeah, you're right. It's dogs. Because down here, we'll replace it, you know, with a smoked sausage. That's right. And what the heck is a Polish sausage but Polska kielbasa hot dog?
Right.
Yeah, and... an Italian sausage in a bun. Sorry, man. That's just Guido's dog, you know?
It's just so easy to eat. It's You can make it in any way you want, and
you
it travels well.
You can have two hot dogs and feel like you're eating like a piggy, but you're really just eating a normal. Because, I mean, two regular-sized hot dogs is a meal.
Right.
And it, I mean, one hot dog is not enough. Nutritionally, it's not enough food.
Yeah.
So you can feel okay eating two hot dogs. And you know, if I'm doing a... In my big boy days, I'd have four hot dogs, and all four would be done differently.
Yeah.
And at least one of them is done the right way, as Chicago Yorkers would call it, which is mustard. They won't go near ketchup on a hot dog in the North.
Right.
And they doubt your manhood if you put ketchup on a hot dog in the North. They quickly change their mind. When they doubt it, though.
Yeah.
Because the Alabama boy is not going to let that stand.
Yeah.
but mustard, pickle, onion, or not pickle, but relish, onion, kraut, that is just fantastic. And my southern roots, a splash of hot sauce.
Of course.
That's great. And then the other southern thing, I want a lot of mayonnaise and a lot of ketchup on it.
Yes.
And nothing else. Just mayonnaise and ketchup.
Yeah.
That's a fantastic dog.
Yes.
Just plain mustard is great.
I'm not a big mustard fan, but I have to have mayonnaise on mine.
Okay. Yeah, they'd look down on us up north about that, too.
Yeah. Oh, well, I don't care.
But then we'll just go, yeah, you cook your barbecue in an oven. You right. boil your ribs.
Yeah.
So hush.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I encourage people, get out and try all the different ones. And I know if you're feeding a gaggle of kids, those 88 cents a pack cheap hot dogs like Bar S and stuff, they get the job done. And, mm-hmm. you know, and that's the great thing about them is those are still good. I mean, compared to what you just had with like a Nathan's Brothers, they're very poor quality.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't mean that they're not still good. It's kind of like even when you get bad pizza, it's still pizza.
Yeah.
Even when you get a bad hot dog, it's still a hot dog.
Well, back when my kids were little, they went through them so often because mm-hmm. I would like fix them for lunch during
right.
the summertime and all that. So I'd get their own flavored, but I would get me and their dad something separate,
mm-hmm.
you know, to enjoy.
All right. 343-0106 if you want to get in on the conversation.
Chicken, ice cream, fish. I like ice cream. What's this? This is juice. This is juice. Uh-oh, uh-oh, uh-oh. I like chicken. I like...
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
I was updating some stuff on the Facebook Live. Remember, you can always check out our Facebook page at facebook.com/sipandchew. When you get there, make sure you smush the subscribe button.
Smush
it. Give it a good smushing. And I am very excited about this next segment because we're having one of our best friends to the show. She's been doing the show since we went on the air. She is a lovely lady that Mike and I treasure with all our hearts. Miss Marty Duncan is on the line, and we are going to be talking about her podcast. Good morning, Marty.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Doing just fine. Real quick before we get into it, is today a national day of some sort? I seem to have seen something on your Facebook feed.
Well, yesterday was National Pie Day.
Yeah.
You know, every day is a national something day. You just got to know where to look for the info.
Yeah.
Let's see. I'll check it out for you real quick. There's a guy from Birmingham who does this website called Foodimentary,
uh-huh.
and you can find everything about national days on that. It's foodimentary.com.
You listening,
so,
Mike?
Yes. Today is the 24th, so it's National Peanut Butter Day.
Ooh.
It's almost National Lobster Thermidor Day.
Peanut butter, lobster, thermidor. Sounds fantastic.
Yeah, well, maybe not together. Huh?
Oh, okay.
But,
okay.
Yeah, that cookies after.
That sounds like a horrible chopped basket, doesn't it?
But how? Yeah, it does. But how about tomorrow, National Irish Coffee Day?
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
Leanna's on a Monday?
Leanna wants to start that one today. Well, Marty, you have a podcast going now, and we're really trying to highlight some of this new media because a lot of people still think that, you know, ABC, NBC, CBS, Fox, and their radio is the only place to get information now. Talk about your podcast.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so thankful. Excuse me. I'm just so thankful for this podcast because when the pandemic hit, as you know, I make a lot of my living on events, big
right.
events, food events, and things, and books. And so when the pandemic hit, pretty much everything came to a standstill.
Right.
The printer couldn't print my book. I couldn't go out on the road and do a new book. and then every single one of my events were canceled. Everything. So luckily, this podcast was in the pipeline, and it happened that we'd taped the first episode the day before the lockdown happened.
Mm-hmm.
So we got the first one in the can, and then they decided, I think there's no reason we can't tape these from your house. So for the last, I don't know, 6 months or so, I've been taping these episodes of my podcast in my closet, my house, and talk to people like Ina Garten, for Pete's sake, mm-hmm. and Patti LaBelle, and people that I, in my lifetime, never thought I'd get a chance to talk to. You know, of course I got good friends like Justin Warner and Guy Fieri and people that I know well.
Right.
But to be able to sit and chat with Rachel Ray and her husband John for almost 2 hours about everything from their dog Isaboo to their home to John's music and Rachel playing the drums. I mean, it was just a delight. So much fun.
And now, is it the drumming, is that something she's taken up new, or did Emerald teach her how?
You know, I can't remember, but she, you know, John's got a band. The
right.
Cringe,
he's very good.
I think they had a studio in the home, and, you know, their home burned down this past year completely
right.
to the ground.
Yeah.
But they talked quite a lot about playing music together and, you know, Rachel. And she's actually a good singer, too. We sang on the podcast. Now, some of that got cut out. We have some great outtakes that hopefully we'll publish one of these days. But yeah, podcasts are such a wonderful way, and I'm guilty. I really had never listened to podcasts until I got one.
Right.
And they're so wonderful. I love Simon the Jumdars.
Yeah.
Panini's is great.
Yeah.
You know, there are just so many good ones out there. And there's so many, and they're so diverse on any topic. And typically, they're free. You
right.
can subscribe and to whatever you want to learn about. If it's gardening, if it's whatever it is, you can find a podcast that will speak to you and listen to it while you're driving or while you're doing your morning walk or whatever. But it's a wonderful way to get insight and information and not the same old, right?
Right. Yeah, and it's kind of like the liberation that YouTube did for musicians. They no longer had to attract a producer from Nashville or New York or Hollywood and hope they figured into their business plan. They could go out, and Colby Calais is the greatest example. She went on YouTube. She put a song on there that she wrote that no one would sign, and it became a hit.
There you go.
And the same thing with podcasting,
exactly right.
vlogs. It allows you to bypass the red tape because, and I understand the point of view, and you and I both talked about our issues with Food Network and Scripps, and but when at the end of the day, their job is to sell advertising. That's their job.
Yes.
It's not to teach us how to cook, and it's not to teach us where to go on vacation in Milan.
Entertainment.
Yeah, it's to make money by selling advertising, and
yes.
the best way to do that is get the most people watching. So,
is the news, for that matter.
Exactly.
I mean, let's face it.
Right.
The news can't exist without advertising, and their job is to make people tune in and watch, and that's how our news is these days.
Yeah.
But this is exactly the same. We have to have sponsors to make things go, and I'm very fortunate that my show is part of Meredith Media, and allrecipes.com, which allrecipes.com is the number one food website and food community on the whole internet. It bypasses all.
Just about
like 60,
any recipe that you
registered users.
Just about any recipe that you type into Google, the first thing that's going to pop up is going to be the All Recipes recipe.
Mm-hmm.
It's the
reason for that is because it is a community driven website. It is supported by its users.
Mm-hmm.
And these recipes, they're not necessarily tested by All Recipes. They're tested by the community. And then people post their comments, which I always find very helpful.
Right.
Like,
yes.
Before I make a recipe, it's so nice to have somebody say, I made it and this happened. Don't do this or absolutely do that. And
right.
that's so helpful when you're making a recipe for the first time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so so your podcast is available at All Recipes?
It's been a part of me, my career since the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And I worked with the producer, Jason Burnett. He's our executive producer. I worked with him on myrecipes.com. It was the very first audition I ever had. The very first one, Chef. I met a friend. A friend of mine told them about me, and he had me come into the studio and audition on video. And I had just met Guy. The weird thing was I had just met Guy like a week before that. But Food Network really wasn't even on my radar yet. Guy was the one who planted that seed for me.
Mm-hmm.
But so I did this audition with them. And so that producer has really been in my, you know, he's been my biggest supporter since way back then, which would have been 2007 or 2008, something like that.
Right.
So, but anyway, this has been a godsend for me. But yes, we've got like our my very first interview was with Guy Fieri, and he, you know, Guy's done so much during this pandemic for our restaurants, raised over $22 million for restaurant workers. All you really had to do was prove that you were a restaurant worker and out of work, and they sent you money,
right.
And they were continuing to do it as long as they had money.
Mm-hmm.
So I just think that's amazing. But Guy talks about that, his new tequila with Sammy Hagar, and also his daddy participating in a chili cook-off and getting expelled from it. He said his daddy and his friend rode into the chili cook-off on a horse, and they when they got there, they were hungry, so they and they didn't bring anything to cook on, so they used a hubcap, and they made some bear meat burritos and got expelled from the chili cook-off for using bear meat. Anyway, it's a funny story. Patti LaBelle tells a hysterical story about Elton John from before he was Elton John. She said that back in the day he used to play for her in London. He was a piano player for her when she was Patti in the Bluebells. And she said, we were so broke, nobody had any money, so I would often cook for everybody. They would come into my house. She goes, but what? Two things I prize are really nice shopping bags. I don't give those away. And Tupperware. So if I give you my Tupperware, I love you, but I also expect to get it back. So anyway, she said that. I'm like that, too. I hoard my shopping bags and my Tupperware. I understand where she's coming from. But she said one day she gets a phone call. And she said she had sent Elton home with some dinner one night, leftovers, in her Tupperware. She goes, bring my Tupperware back. Well, he never did. So years and years later, she gets a phone call, and he says, hey, Patti, it's Reggie. You know, it's his real name.
Right.
I'm in town. I want you to come to my show tonight. And she said, who are you playing with? He said, oh, I'm Elton John now. I'm playing with my own show. So she went to the show, and she saw him. She goes, where's my Tupperware? And teased him about it, like years later. And so she said, fast forward another few years, and they were doing a recording session. And he had taken his rings off to play during the session. And so he had left them on the piano. She picked them up and took them to him. And she said, Reggie, you left your rings on the piano. He goes, oh, no, I left those for you. That's for your Tupperware.
That'll work.
So, yeah, no doubt. But can you believe that I get to talk to people and they just talk about these wonderful things and, you know, just, I mean, everybody was as lovely as they could be, and most of them were supposed to be 30 minutes and we talked forever. They're edited to 30 minutes, but some of them we talked for hours.
Do wow. Just do part one, part two, part three.
Right.
Yeah, that's what I hope. Yeah.
Because
yeah, we still got some good stories in there that have yet to be untold.
Yeah, I thoroughly enjoy listening to Simon's podcast, and when we travel, we'll listen to it, or, you know, I've got a 45-minute commute to work sometimes. I'll throw that on. But we've got one I want you to check out when you get a chance down here. It just started a few months ago, called Down the Hatch. And it is three crazy Mobilians, one native and two transplants, one from Florida and the other one from Scotland. And they just talk about the food and drink scene here in Mobile, and it is a hoot.
Well, I would love to listen to that.
All right, dear. We've got to go. If people want to hear your podcast, where do they go?
Okay. It's called Homemade. They can find it on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever they get their podcasts. But one of the easiest things to do is to go to All Recipes. That's ALLRECIPES, allrecipes.com. And then click on the navigation bar, and you'll see it right there. It just says Homemade Podcast. And that's and it has all the episodes there. I think there's 28 of them so far.
Excellent.
We just started on season 2, so keep your fingers crossed for all the fun new guests that we're going to have coming up soon.
All right, Marty. Wonderful as
Thank
always
you guys,
having you
thank
on.
You. Bye-bye. Hope to see you soon. Y'all stay well.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Make me happy. Make me feel fine.
Make me feel fine.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
All right, well, the phone lines are lighting up, so we're going to go to line two and talk to Joyce in Tillman's Corner. And Joyce, what's on your mind this morning?
Well, I just was thrilled to hear you on hot dogs because I grew up in the suburbs of Philadelphia. And we didn't have much money, so Mama found all kinds of creations for hot dogs. They were in our scrambled eggs. We had bologna sandwiches and scrambled eggs and peanut butter and jelly, and that's how we grew up. Yeah. So, but anyway, I wanted to tell you those Nations, that's my favorite, and they have one called Colossal that's a little fatter and bigger.
Got
and
two
that's
of them in the
I
freezer.
Give my dog her pills in.
Yeah, I bought a pack of the Colossals. Leanna, they're a quarter pound of Nathan hot dog.
Wow.
I put them in a hoagie roll, not a hot dog roll.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
So it's like a little roll of bologna?
No, this is a hot dog, yeah.
But I mean like...
Yeah.
It looks like a little roll.
Yeah, it looks like a po' boy with one giant hot dog in it.
Wow. Right.
And they're also good on the keto diet. There's no carbs in them.
That's right.
Yeah. Wow. I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's just me.
Yeah. Every Memorial Day, my dad would have us go up to the Memorial Day parade, and we'd have a picnic in the backyard. That's when you could leave potato salad sit out for 2 hours and not get sick.
Do you know that that isn't an old wives' tale? People thought that the potato salad went bad because of the mayonnaise. It was actually the onions.
Yes.
You leave the onions out when you're going to do a potato salad at a picnic.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they don't really go bad. They just liquefy it and just makes it look and smell bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, but when you have five kids, you find everything to do with hot dogs, don't you?
Yes.
Yes, you do.
Totally agree with that.
Well, thank you for calling in, Joyce.
Yes, sir. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And then an honored guest always, our good friend John from Fish River. Good morning,
Hi,
John.
Good morning.
What you doing, buddy?
You know, I was going to talk about something else, and I am, but... you were talking about hot dogs. It reminded me of something that I do every once in a while. Take my hot dog and butterfly it, or either puncture it full of holes and boil it in crab oil. That'll give you a whole new flavor right there. That's something real different.
Well, crawfish season kicks off at Rouse's February 1st.
Yeah.
And every morning they throw us in some sausage or some hot dogs to boil with it so we get to have breakfast in the morning. So.
Well, that's a good way of doing it.
Yeah. Hey, buddy, I tried a restaurant the other night that I've been dying to try. It's a fur piece from you.
Yeah.
It is in Tanner Williams, Alabama. Are you familiar with Tanner Williams? You hang out there in the metropolitan area, do you?
Not anymore. I used to years ago.
Yeah, it's called Loaves and Fishes Family Restaurant. And I have been hearing from Deborah Hodges at Hall Sausage. Because we usually go to Loosedale, go to Rocky Creek to do our catfish night.
Mm-hmm.
She said, stay in the county, try this. And she was right. My goodness, son. And the cakes, Leanna.
Yeah.
Giant homemade cakes. I got a strawberry cake to take home, slice. Oh. The slice filled the entire box. It just looked like cake pudding, basically. It was cranberry.
Well, it's a good year for strawberries, too. I'll tell you that. Yeah. I got some yesterday from Loxley, and oh, man, they had got a good flavor. But hey, what I want to call about is there is a new market going inside the Fairhope Piggly Wiggly store. I know that's your competitor, and you don't get down here much anymore, but you may have to go in there. They haven't got it completely gone up and going, but it really does have your curiosity up when you walk in there and take a look at it.
Okay.
They do have a lot of Mediterranean cheeses in there,
nice.
And this market is supposed to be primarily a Mediterranean market.
Hmm. Very nice.
Yeah.
You can get you some baba ganoush.
I'm really curious to see what goes on there.
Yeah,
really?
You can go
there. It's a nice sized little market. It looks like a big deli area.
Hmm.
And it kind of seems to be a big secret, and it gets your curiosity of just what's going on and what's going to open up in there.
One day, next time I get off early in the day, I'd head on down to Fairhope and check it out.
Yeah, yeah.
Sneak
it's
in.
It's going to be real interesting to see what it is.
Take my Rouse's hat off, though.
Yeah, I was going to say, don't wear, you know, your uniform or anything.
Well, buddy, it sure was good hearing from you.
Hey, Mike, take care. I talked to Mike here a few days ago. Hey, at least he's still alive, you know.
There you go. All right. Baba Ganoush, buddy.
Baba Ganoush. Provolone.
Yeah. So, yeah, we went and tried loaves and fishes the other night, got the catfish, mm-hmm. and the deal. This is pretty much what you want. Now, we had friends that one got a seafood platter, and one lady prefers fried shrimp, and she got that and all that. But the deal, $13.50. Okay.
Nice.
All you can eat catfish,
nice.
French fries, coleslaw, hush puppies with cheese, ooh. And your sweet tea comes with it.
Wow. What a deal.
$13.50. And we also got an appetizer of fried mushrooms that were very good. And like I say, we were too full to eat the cake, so we all got our cake to go home. I got a strawberry cake. One friend got the German chocolate.
Ooh, yummy.
And another one got red velvet.
Ooh,
and they also
favorite.
Just had a coconut cream.
Mm.
So that was the only one we didn't get. And I can't believe I didn't, but I'd already had my mind set on that strawberry cake. But it was terrific. Just nothing but families. This is the kind of place, when it says family restaurant,
mm-hmm.
you expect to see a high chair at every table.
Yeah.
And there was. And that's where you take your kids.
Yes.
When it says family restaurant.
Yeah.
You don't take a squalling brat to a white linen restaurant.
Yeah.
You take them to a family restaurant.
Right.
And it was nice having all the families around and everything. Most people wore masks. When you get further out in west in Mobile County, close to that state line, there's a lot of people, businesses, where no one wears a mask and haven't worn one since the quarantine started. Most of the people out here were wearing a mask, but I've been in Fairview and Wilmer, and no one in the town has worn a mask yet.
Yeah.
Because no one in Fairview or Wilmer leaves the community. No one comes into it, and nobody's had it.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I've gone to a couple of places and have worn my mask in and have been like the only person,
yeah.
and I feel so strange.
Mm-hmm. Well.
Even though my mask says strange and unusual.
Well, I just want to mention, I brought in a CD that we're going to start playing music from in the future, but it is mm-hmm. the brand new album from Lauren Murphy and the Psychedelics. And that's about as local as it gets. She lives in Fairhope. All her band members live here in this area. And they even recorded the album at Jake Peavy Studio in downtown Mobile.
Wow.
And her daughter, Libba, did the cover art, which is just spectacular.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, that's a high schooler that did that.
Wow.
She's
nice.
Just now, she's a junior in high school.
Beautiful.
And it is... I've heard a few tracks off of it. We debuted one back in March when it first came out. We may have been the first one to play something off the new album. That was My Deadliest Sin. But we will start splicing some of this in every day. And next week I'll even tell you some of the stuff that Lauren told me about the album. But until then, get out there, be local, support local, tip your servers, because they are certainly earning your tips right now.
Definitely.
And above all else, provolone.
Provolone.
Eating sunflower seeds, drinking lots of carrot juice, and soaking up a race, but it's not.